So the Apple Watch Series 5 has been out. People have worn it on the wrist, including me. But is it right for you? We're going to take a look at what makes this watch different and the same as previous generations.
This is TWiT.
This episode of Hands On Tech is brought to you by Plex. Plex is offering TWiT listeners a 30-day free trial of Plex Pass. Go to plex.tv/TWiT with code TWiT to start your free trial today. So here it is, folks. This is the Apple Watch Series 5. This is the one in space gray aluminum, and I've taken it off of my wrist so that I could tell you a little bit about it. There's not a whole lot different between this and the Series 4 Apple Watch because the only thing that has changed is the screen. There's a new screen technology that actually makes it possible to keep the screen on at all times, a compass app. Because they've improved the internals to make it easier for you to tell the direction you're walking in, but also to give you some elevation information that wasn't there before, and something called international emergency calling, which means that no matter where you are in all of the world, if you run into an emergency where normally your Apple Watch would just work in the United States to call emergency services, it can figure out, okay, well, you're in, I don't know, Tokyo, and there to call emergency services, you dial 7-4 times or whatever happens to be. If you're in Tokyo right now, don't dial 7-4 times because it's probably not going to work. But the Apple Watch can figure all of that out for you. And that's it between Series 5 and Series 4. Nothing else has changed. So I'm going to type in my passcode here really quickly so I can give you a little bit of information about how this watch works. So you can see here I've got all of my different complications, as they're called, on this watch. But what I want to show you is right now you can see the little second hand moving around there. You can see the time ticking away. And I'm going to slightly tip this watch so that it thinks it's on my wrist. And do you see how things changed just a little bit? The second hand has suddenly disappeared. The time no longer has seconds. And a lot of the notifications complications around the outside got a little bit smaller and less bright. So I flip this back, and suddenly it realizes, oh, he's wanting to look at everything on his watch and see it in full brightness. This is always on mode. Now, each of the screens, each of the different watch faces, has been slightly designed to take advantage of the always on display. I found that no matter what watch face I have on the screen, it will always keep about a day's worth of battery life. So again, I'm going to show you with this face. When it is in down mode, this one actually just gets a little bit darker and doesn't have that second indicator around the outside. So this one was made with the Series 5 in mind so that you didn't notice much of a difference between the two displays. And so once again, I don't know why it doesn't want to let me swipe to show you my different faces, but I want to show you one that's a little bit more colorful. So you can see the second hand there with the gradient, and then I'll turn it. And you see that it actually gets to this very dark green color, almost as dark green as the new iPhone is. So again, there aren't a whole lot of differences between this watch and the Series 4. And here's the thing. Apple has actually taken the Series 4 out of stock. It isn't. You can buy the Series 4 in different places, Best Buy and things like that. But Apple is no longer selling the Series 4. Instead, they're doing what they did the year previous, where they don't sell last year's model. They sell the model right before that. So right now, available for purchase from Apple is the Series 3 at a reduced price and the Series 5. Why is that? There's not much of a jump between those two. And so you can go and you can get a Series 3 for a nice low cost, or you can go for the latest model and stick with the Series 5. And so what we thought, because there isn't that much of a difference between this watch and the generation before it, why don't we talk about why it makes sense to upgrade and what watch you have and whether it's worth the upgrade. So let's go ahead and just kick things back a generation. If you've got the Series 4 Apple Watch, unless you very, very, very much rely on that always-on display, or think, rather, that you'll rely on the always-on display, I gotta tell you, I don't think that it's worth the upgrade. The compass is fun, but I guess if you know, if you're a hiker and you are out in the wilderness and you really need to know north, east, south, and west, and you don't have some other way of doing that, then maybe it makes sense. But most of the features that are available there just aren't worth that upgrade. I was really excited, I have to say, about the Always On Display when Apple announced it on stage. But I've noticed that most of the time, because I've gone through Series 0 to Series 4, having to do this in order to see the watch, I've already had that muscle memory kind of in place where 9 times out of 10, I'm not looking at my watch in a position where I need to see that Always On Display. I think about the only time that it's happened for me has been when I was driving and I didn't want to take my hand off of the steering wheel, and so I could just glance at it from a distance, or maybe I was carrying groceries and I could barely see what time it was on my wrist. But most of the time, I end up being in a position where I want to look at my watch full on, straightforward, and be able to see everything that's on that display. And you just aren't going to get that functionality with the Always On Display, where everything's full, bright, and easy to read. And in fact, I was recently reading, I think it was published on TechCrunch, a story about the inaccessibility of the Always On Display. It's not very bright, and for some folks with low vision who are trying to use this watch, they end up having to lift up the watch anyway in order to even see what time it is. And when you're in bright conditions, there's a reason why when you take your phone outside into a bright area that the screen itself gets brighter. That's because at very low values of brightness, it's hard to see with the sun shining in on your screen. That kicks the brightness up so you can actually see what's on the screen. So an Always On Display in the full sunlight of California, not so great. And that is why I don't think that Always On Display is enough of a feature to really make it worth that upgrade from a Series 4. This episode of Hands On Tech is brought to you by Plex. Plex brings together all the media that matters to you in a single app on any device, no matter where you are. You can organize and stream your personal collection of movies, TV shows, music, and more, as well as enjoy live TV and DVR all for free. Plex is offering Twit listeners a 30-day free trial of Plex Pass, which gives you access to all their premium features. Go to plex.tv/twit and enter code TWIT to start your free trial of Plex Pass today. That's plex.tv/twit. So let's go back to the Series 3. Now we're starting to get somewhere. We're looking at better battery. We're looking at better processing. We're looking at better functionality for the EKG tracking. Those are big features and big changes that came to the Apple Watch in these later generations. And so that is where you kind of start to see a reason to really upgrade to the most recent model. But once again, we kind of have to look at how much those features matter to you. So the EKG sensor that's built into the Apple Watch, you can think of as a one lead sensor. So its job is to try and determine if there's any what's called atrial fibrillation or any sort of other arrhythmia that's going on with your heart. So it looks at the electrical impulses that are sent across your body through your heart and can make that graph, that EKG, and tell you how your heart rhythm looks. It doesn't tell if you're having a heart attack. It's not for that. And it's important to note that it will never be as accurate as a multi-lead sensor. Those are the things that typically, if you have to visit a cardiologist, if you go to the doctor for issues with your heart, they'll connect multiple wires, those are the leads to you, and look at your heart rhythm. And so those multi-lead systems are far more accurate than the Apple Watch ever will be. But if you are concerned, if you have had atrial fibrillation, if you've had any sort of arrhythmia, and you want a way to easily sort of keep track over the long run, then that's where that EKG kind of makes sense. It's never going to give you the whole and complete and most accurate picture, but it can give you a little bit of insight and, more importantly, give your doctor some ongoing information that you might not have had otherwise. And that's where that heart rate information is very important. So I had a couple years back a bit of a scare, landed me in the emergency room because my heart rhythm was thrown out of whack. And I went through all these steps. It was a very scary time. And when Apple announced that they were going to include an EKG in the Apple Watch, I knew that that was a watch that I was going to upgrade to. I didn't think that I was going to upgrade to it before, but I knew that not only were the heart rate improvements going to be better, it does a better job of tracking your heart, but it also has this EKG functionality. Then I said, you know what? This is something that is well worth the money and well worth my peace of mind. And so that's why I chose to upgrade. So from Series 3 to Series 5, it's going to depend on how much of the health issues or even just like wanting to know a little bit more about your cardiovascular health, your heart rate and those kinds of things, whether that'll be worth the upgrade. The fact is, frankly, since Series 0, I have had 100% good enough battery life for me to last throughout the whole day. If you're super fitness minded and you are wanting to use your Apple Watch for multiple occasions of exercise tracking throughout the day, then you might run into an issue and you may notice with your older Apple Watch that it is starting to be an issue with the battery. But for as long as I've had an Apple Watch, I've been able to make it last the whole day. And so the battery improvements over time really haven't been much of an issue for me either. So let's go back now to Series 2. If you're running a Series 2, and you're thinking about getting an Apple Watch, get a Series 5. Go ahead and make the upgrade. It's well worth it. You are going to notice, because not only are we looking at improvements to the processors that are inside, improvements to the little chip package that they have within the Apple Watch, but it's better screen technology, it's brighter, and most importantly, the Series 2 battery that you have is getting old, and batteries over time are not going to hold the same charge as they have at the beginning. So from Series 2 to Series 5 is quite the jump. You're going to notice all sorts of differences and more functionality. So you can imagine that if we keep going back, Series 1 and Series 0 are also going to be included in that. If you've got a Series 0 Apple Watch, hello, my friend. I think that's super awesome. I gave a Series 0 Apple Watch to my mom, and she has used that thing, loves it, and it's done just fine for her. But for somebody who is really getting into what the Apple Watch has become, which is a device that helps you keep track of your health and also can help you in situations where you might be in danger, be it with heart issues or falling, any number of things, that is what the Apple Watch kind of has become, is this personal fitness and health device. From what Apple originally called it, which was the most personal device you'll ever own, I think was what the Series 0 was marketed as. They know what the Apple Watch is used for now, and they make pretty clear what it's used for. Every time they put one of those videos on with the violin playing in the background as people talk about how they were saved by their Apple Watches. When this person fell off of their bike and hit their head on the ground, the Apple Watch detected a fall, called the authorities, and he woke up in the ambulance and knew and asked, "Why am I here?" And it was because his Apple Watch had called 911 for him and gave the location to those folks. So it's very clear what Apple has made this device into. And when it comes to the most recent functionality in those aspects, then once again, it's worth the upgrade. No matter what Apple Watch you're running, you're going to get those other features and functionality. You're going to get the device that can tap you on your wrist and let you know you've got a message, that is a handy way to check what your next appointment is, that gives you some interfacing with Siri. And those features will be available no matter what Apple Watch you get. But with the most recent version, you will notice improvements with speed. It's far more zippy. And in fact, although I say a Series 3 to Series 5 jump is for folks who are really looking for the latest and the greatest and are concerned about heart stuff specifically, I will say too that many of my friends who've made the jump from Series 3 to Series 5 do talk about how much faster the device is. And that's because as we continue to climb up in generations, we're seeing Apple do this thing where they are trying to make this device serve as a separate one from the iPhone. They are looking at a way to sort of, instead of this being the satellite or the, oh, let's call it the tiny rowboat that comes off of the main cruise ship, they are trying to make this its own device that you wear on your wrist. And that happens with the Wi-Fi ability that's built into it to connect with a Wi-Fi network, even if your phone isn't nearby. And in my case, and in many cases, people go for the cellular device, I can leave this at home. And I can make calls with this device. I can send text messages with this device. I can use this all on its own to communicate with Siri, to communicate with family. And Apple continually seems to be sort of separating these two apart. Now, where that goes next, we're not sure. But you need to have a fast and responsive device if you want to be able to use this as your only device whenever you're out on the go or you stop in to get groceries or you want to use Apple Pay or something like that. You need it to be zippy or else someone's just going to bring their phone along and do everything that they want to do there. So the main reasons to upgrade, you're looking at improved health tracking. You're looking at improved sensors for health tracking, for a fall, for your heart, etc. You're looking at zippier speeds, if that's something that matters to you, responsiveness of individual apps, better processing and things like that. And then you're looking at that always on screen. So starting at Series 3, you may make the upgrade, but by golly, the Series 3 watch is still good and that's why Apple's still selling it. And the series below those, well, that's when you can start to think about it. But again, you might consider upgrading from Series 0 all the way onto Series 2, just upgrade to Series 3. You might consider that instead. It depends on if you feel like you need the latest and greatest, and if you need that always on display. But no matter what watch you get from Series 3, Series 4, or Series 5, you're gonna get about a day's worth of battery life in most cases. And making that upgrade, you know, in a year from the Series 4 to Series 5 is certainly not something I would do if my good pal Leo Laporte wasn't paying for it. If you want to hear more about the Apple Watch, you can always check out iOS Today. I'm also on Tech News Weekly, but I have to tell you about my new show, Smart Tech Today, which is all about connected tech, be it voice assistants, smart bulbs, and everything in between. Be sure to check it out.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.